From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, David, and welcome into Life Change Weekend. Glad that you're listening into our program today. And on the weekends of Life Change, we always have guests on. Sometimes it's their testimony. Sometimes it's a book that they've written. Other times it's about missions or some projects. And a regular on our program, of course, is Rick Ramsey, the International Director of Dino Padrone Ministries. And Rick is on here from Virginia with us. I'm in Delray Beach, Florida. Rick, welcome into the program today.
Well, thank you, Dino. It's a joy to be back with you. I just returned from Florida a couple of weeks ago, and it's quite warm down there right now, huh?
Yeah, and you had a special event down here, didn't you?
We had a 50th anniversary celebration with my four sons, their families, and my wife and I, Susie, been married for 50 years, and we're just praising God for that and His goodness to us.
Well, here's a clap for it.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, Rick. That's a wonderful family, and we thank the Lord for all of them, and your dear wife, Sue, as well. Rick, we want to talk today about a number of subjects, and of course, part of what you do is oversee our work in Myanmar. But let's talk a little about missions itself. It seems like there's a lot of changes since the days of Adoniram Judson and William Carey and others, things that are changing in missions. Tell us what you're seeing out there with changing work in missions right now.
You know, I've given that some thought in recent days, and comparing it biblically, of course, the Great Commission was given to us. You know, it started on the dusty roads of Jerusalem and went across the sea to the Appian Way in Rome. The roads there were paved, and people were taking the gospel. And then in the 1500s, we had the printing press that was invented, and that changed the way we did missions. Then today, with the advent of telephone, television, and then, of course, the internet, and we now, as we think about how missions has to change just with the technology. We would be foolish not to use the technology. And so in a moment's time, I can talk to missionaries, and sometimes numerous of them by Zoom or some other means through Facebook Messenger, and be able to communicate with them. And so all of those things have an impact on how we do missions today. And then, of course, the other thing is that I believe, are nearing, and I know this is not our subject for today, but nearing the latter days that before the Lord comes. And so there's so much bondage in our world in a governmental way, and I think the pandemic brought that out in a great way for all to see. And so getting into countries is very difficult. Missionaries struggle. I just had one recently who couldn't go to his chosen country. I had to go to another country, and many, many countries around the world, they're not letting anyone in. So through all of the technology and working with natives who already know the language, I see that as the future. Traditional missions are still going to go forward. Men will go, ladies will go to the mission field as they have done for 2,000 years. But with all of the technology and the language barriers, it is a great joy for us, at least in Myanmar, to be able to minister there through the Native people and without us having to be there.
Yeah, that's a good historical overview of missions, Rick. Do you see creativity out there, people coming up with new ideas along this line? I always like to hear what visionaries are saying. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but it's always refreshing to hear of some new concepts. Have you heard of any like that recently?
Well, again, like I said before, quite a number of churches here in America are able on many levels to stay in contact with their missionaries that are there, to be able to send them funds as we are able to do in Myanmar, and to reach the world seems so much smaller now than it ever did before. I know that the early church thought that they had reached the known world because they just wasn't aware of how large the world was. But nowadays, with satellites and airplanes, and the world just seems small. And so they are able, like our missionaries, those whom we try to help, they're able to communicate with us. They're able to be involved in our college and other ways because of the changes in the technology in our world.
Yeah, it reminds me of a story, Rick. I remember when I was at Davis College a few years ago, I was in my office in the summertime, and I was I needed to get some information from one of our professors. The fact is, he was in London, England, and I knew I couldn't get a hold of him by a phone call over there, and I thought, how in the world am I going to get this information? It's back when email was just becoming very popular. I remember I sent him an email, and 5 minutes I got my answer back, and I think that was the day I began to realize what a different world we do live in. And of course, today, you get it back in 30 seconds usually, or less time than that with all this new technology. How is this influencing our work in Myanmar?
Well, you know, both you and I have been to Myanmar, and it is a long ways. 8,000 miles, if I remember correctly, and it seemed like 80,000 when you try to fly there with the time changes and so on and layover. It's basically a day going and a day coming back, gaining or losing time and the exhaustion there. So certainly our ability with modern technology to reach out, and I just talked to our representative in Myanmar, Brother Mun, just the other day, and we're working on varying ways in which we can minister to his students in his seminary, as well as the pastors in the area. Of course, they're still battling the coup, and so that creates some difficulty. We would not be able to go there right now, but because of our contacts there with them and our relationship, we're still able to carry the ministry on there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, Rick. It really is. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. I'm glad you're listening into our program today, and we're talking to Rick Ramsey. And Rick, tell me a little bit about what we're doing in Myanmar. Give us an update.
Okay, well, back in 2020, I visited there, and I sat down with Pastor Mun Thang. His name is officially Go Mun Thang, which I find it interesting that first name is Go, and boy, he goes in the ministry over there. And we sat down together after I'd visited and looked at the whole of the ministry. He's got an orphanage with it varies, but right now about 30 children. He has a seminary that has started back up again after the pandemic, and they had, I think, 30 students in that. And then we have 10 pastors out in the villages, which are our primary desire to support those 10 men. A portion of their income, we try to give each one of them $100 per month, which in America doesn't seem like much, but it's basically a fifth of the income that they get, and they are also always appreciative of what we are able to send to them. I receive quarterly letters from them telling me of you know, what they're doing in their ministry, and it would sound like a very American order, you know, visiting their people and preaching and teaching the Word of God and doing outreach in the community, handing out gospel tracts. So these men take the support we give and are enabled to bless their family with the provisions that they need. And in some cases, sometimes needy members in their church, because $100 will go a long ways for them.
Yeah, I remember that well, Rick, being over there, and what a great blessing this is. And we appreciate many who give, many who are listening into this program now have been givers toward this. And last month, I know, was probably our tightest month, and right at the end, we had the money come in. That was very exciting. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you, and Rick Ramsey, our international director, is on with us today. And our offer to you today is Rick's book that he has written, a book of devotion. So, Rick, tell us a little bit about your book, if you would.
Some years ago, the Lord put it on my heart after I left the pastorate to put my thoughts down on paper and write some stories for my children, grandchildren, and it developed into a book called Marks in My Bible. And basically, I have several Bibles that I like to underline and write notes in as I do my reading. And so then I would take those underlined places, share a story or an illustration that would apply that passage, and then an application to our Christian life. And it's about 300 pages. It's not written like, you know, a daily or a weekly or yearly devotional, and it's only volume one. I'm working now on volume two. But it just communicates the story of my life as well as the story of scriptures in an easily understood way. And the print is large, and some of the older folks have loved that. And so it's been a blessing to be able to put in the hands of people.
Yeah, it really is, Rick. I've enjoyed reading it. And you can get that book by going to Dino Padron Ministries, that's plural, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, DinoPadronMinistries.com, and simply ordering the book there at our webpage. Read some of those letters to us that you have from Miramar, if you would.
Sure. Well, I just randomly opened one here, and it's from Pastor Thang, which is Keegan or Keijan, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, Baptist Church, which I remember, if I'm not mistaken, that's a church that you helped get hymn books into their church. Wonderful gentleman and a blessing. And this particular one, he says, "Our God is leading me amazingly in the field so far, protecting me from the many dangers in this political unrest. I thank God for his mighty protection and provision. Secondly, I was very much thankful to the financial support team for the continuous support, showing your love to the pastors who are in great need of financial help, especially in this crucial time." And then he goes on and gives a report as to the ministry that he's undertaken. Brother Tuang from Bethlehem Baptist Church, they all use biblical names for the church just like we do in America. "I praise the name of our most holy God for sustaining me and my family till today in the midst of a political unrest. I'm so much thankful to all the members of the financial support for your kind support. During this time, I don't have as much activity because of the danger that has been in and around our area, but I've spent more time in my personal Bible study and prayer and still fulfilling my role and duties to our church." And that's the thing, you know, as I think back about my life in the pastorate, I should have spent more time in the Word meditating instead of busying myself. And they're often in that way as well. So there's just two of the reports, and I have 8 or 10 others that I could share.
Yeah, those are great, Rick. In fact, I was just thinking we need to put those, some of those on a regular basis in our newsletter. And if you're listening in and don't get our newsletter, again, you can simply send to me your email address at dinopedrone@gmail.com. That's that simple, DINOPEDRONE, and you'll get a complimentary copy of our newsletter. And, Rick, we need to put them in on a regular basis in that newsletter. Those are excellent. The first man that you mentioned, I remember him well because he went for a surgery, and the surgery did not go well, and he became a cripple in one leg. He's a very handsome young man. I remember those hymn books that we bought for him, and, I mean, he was in tears when we mentioned that we would be doing that. It's just such a blessing over there. And for those of you that help us support this ministry with Myanmar, it means a lot to them, very much to them. It means a lot to Rick. It means a lot to me. And we're delighted to be a part of this. And we've been doing this now for several years, so we're very thankful for that. Rick, let's talk just a little bit here. As you well know, and many of our listeners know, one of the things that our ministry has done is that we have begun an online college. We call it a college without walls. And we are offering 3 degrees. We have been approved through the Department of Education of Florida with a religious exemption. And we are able to offer degrees in Bible plus pastoral education and international outreach. And we have some of the finest faculty that are on our team. And very shortly, we'll have our first semester. But also, you're part, Rick, of this ministry in the mentorship program, which is a big part of our college. Tell the folks about the mentorship program and your role in this.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be a part of this. We had a meeting the other day, and I was the least educated of all of those that are there. Doctor's degrees, master's degrees, wonderful people. So I'm excited about that, and the students are going to get a great education. This school is going to be a wonderful tool for the Lord. And the mentorship program, when I was asked, you asked me to be a part of that. You know, mentorship is something that the Apostle Paul chose to mentor young Timothy. It was purposeful on his part. And so I'm excited to be the first, I guess. We have one other that's going to be a part of the first quarter of our school of the mentorship program. I'm excited to be able to speak into these students' lives, encourage them as they go through the process of their education, help them with the difficulties that they face, that I have faced in my past, and then as they get to the place where they're going into ministry, be able to help get them placed in the field that God has put them in. And so I am thrilled. I'm excited to be a part of that and looking forward to it.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful concept, spiritually, academically, practically. We are mentoring each student that comes our way. I cannot begin to express to our audience my excitement about it. I'm so glad you're a part of this, Rick. You bring a lot to the table with your background, your pastoral experience, your practicality. You're very solid in the Word, but also a man that understands the breadth of the kind of ministry that is available for people out here. So we're really thankful for that. If you want information about our college, again, you can go to Padrone Ministry and simply go there and get the information. Under the DinoPadroneMinistry.com page, you will find the college, and you can go there and get whatever you want. Just hit the buttons that are there. If you want to donate to what, you can do the same. It's DinoPadroneMinistries.com, and just simply go to the Padrone Ministry College, PMC we call it. And again, we're very delighted about this happening. And you're right, Rick, we have some of the finest professors, some that have national reputations that have come to join us. And really, it's an embryonic pioneering spirit. It's really like missionary work. It really is. It's doing something from a mission standpoint. So we're very, very thrilled and glad that you're a part of that, Rick, as well. One of the areas that we have in the college is going to be international outreach. And it talks about some of these new concepts that we have been listening to with Rick today about missions. We had a meeting just yesterday with some of our leadership with the college And there's a whole different generation of things that are going on. And we want to really stay on the cutting edge of education. And so this is an online school. Somebody can be at the school and they can have a class in a church or something, but it's going to be still online there, led by pastors and so forth. Right now we're on a phone call, Rick, with a ministry just outside of Australia that's interested in joining us. There's a lot of opportunities like that. We simply want the people that God has chosen to be with us. That's what we want. And we're not in this to get a large school or a small school. We want to have the right kind of a school. And so we're very, very excited. And the mentoring program is a big part of that. Well, Rick, it's been great again to have you on here today. Give us some thoughts from the scripture that God's been giving to you recently.
We've been thinking about finishing and accomplishing what God would have us to do. Some people like the idea of retirement. And I know you don't, and I don't. Because we're servants of God, and he'll do the retiring when he sees fit. And, you know, the thought come to me about the Apostle Paul, who said, I become all things to all people that I might by all means win some. When it comes to our missions work, I think that that is a theme for us, a way in which we can accomplish the work of God in the day in which we live. But also, I've been meditating on Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and I know our time is short today, but Hezekiah, in three different places in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles and in Isaiah, his story is told. He reigned as king of Judah for 29 years, was a great king, a godly man, accomplished greatly. He fought the Assyrians, or actually trusted God to fight the Assyrians for him. And then he got sick, God healed him, and then, you know, he had that miracle where the sun was moved backwards 10 degrees. And at the end of his life, though, 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31, it says, "Howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him that he might know what was in his heart." It seems, as I think about these passages, that pride entered into Hezekiah in the latter days of his life. And I guess the challenge that it's been for me of a large concept in Hezekiah's life is, be careful. God has allowed us to be a part of so many things, but it was God that did it, and God should get all the glory. And I know you feel that way about Dino Padron Ministries, and I feel that way about my part in it and our ministry and all the areas that we're in. God must get the glory. We must focus diligently on that as we come through the end of our days here in this life.
Yeah, it's really good, Rick. God will not share his glory with another, and that includes you and me, doesn't it?
Amen.
It's amazing what the Bible teaches about God's glory and how he wants us to bring glory to him. He has a purpose for our lives. And Rick, it's a really fulfilling life, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, people will contemplate Christianity and Christian living and the ministry of serving God. And so many will say, that sounds so boring. And that's the lie of the devil. We have the most exciting, fulfilling, joyous life that you could experience. That's following Jesus Christ and serving him. And there's never an end until God decides to take us home. There's always something we can do to serve him.
Yeah, it's really true, Rick, and it's been a wonderful life. And my dear friend, if you're listening into the program, this program now goes to many places, and if you're listening in without Jesus as your Savior, Rick, if you could, in just maybe 30 seconds is what we got left here, tell people how to come to Christ.
You got to recognize who you are first. Recognize you're a sinner, and in recognizing that, realize that because of that, you will die and be separated from God in a place called hell for all eternity unless you turn to Christ. Jesus lived perfectly, died for your sin, was buried, and rose again the third day. And if you'll look to him, look and live, the old song says, repent of your sin, want to live for Jesus, trust Him as your Savior, He'll forgive you and give you everlasting life.
Thanks, Rick. That message never gets old. It's a wonderful message. It's a message to give over and over again. And I'm sure many people come to Christ that we who give the message never hear about, because that's what the gospel is, the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening in. God bless you, my dear friend. Thank you for listening into the program today. Have a blessed, blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.